Leinenkugel says he chose an empty warehouse idled by the closure of the General Motors plant in Janesville to announce his bid for Senate because he wanted to make a specific point.
As I stand here in the hometown of one of our most unproductive U.S. senators in state history, a town with an unbearable unemployment rate, I believe that Wisconsin needs a leader to replace Russ Feingold.
Despite having served as Commerce Secretary under Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, Leinenkugel describes himself as a conservative, pro-life Reagan Republican. He calls for the repeal of the Federal Health Care Act and promises to fight for smaller government and a stronger military. But a spokesman for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin says voters should ask why Leinenkugel supported Governor Doyle's Clean Energy Jobs Bill and now as a candidate appears to be backing away from it. Leinenkugel says it's not that simple.
You know, what was also in the Clean Energy Jobs Act was the lifting of the nuclear moratorium, and I think nuclear needs to be part of our energy solution going forward as well. So there were some good things in there. There were also some things that I think at this time would harm, you know, manufacturing, which is one out of six jobs here in the state of Wisconsin.
Asked whether he looked forward to a debate with Senator Feingold over issues like energy and health care, Leinenkugel said he'd like to sit down with the incumbent over a beer in Chippewa Falls, where the Leinenkugel family has operated a brewery since 1867. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.